The last 2 years have seen used car prices do what many people thought was impossible, actually go up. But what was it that caused the used car market to turn upside down? Just why did we see used cars go from depreciating assets to things that actually grew in value? I'm James Bagger, I'm the editor-in-chief of Car Dealer magazine, and I've been following this crazy market since the madness began. I'll be chatting to car dealers, consumer champions and experts who were at the forefront of the crazy used car pricing to look at what happened and where prices could go next. The COVID-19 pandemic was a cataclysmic event for the car industry. It halted new car production lines and shuttered car dealerships. But it was a swirl of market forces that combined to send used car prices on an upwards trend that has only accelerated. Since the start of 2021, used car prices have rocketed nearly 30%, and some models have gone up by as much as 70%. It all started in March 2020. When Boris Johnson addressed the nation and locked down the country, car dealers closed their doors and went home. At the start of that first lockdown, no one knew if they were allowed to do business or not. Car sales simply didn't happen. And it wasn't long before dealers started to worry about the used car stock left on their forecourts. If they couldn't sell the cars, were they just sat there depreciating? Every day that ticked by, they feared, was costing them more money. TV presenter and used car dealer boss Mike Brewer was one of those who was worried.
I was one of them. You know, I'm staring at a business that has, sometimes we've got anywhere between 700 and 1700 cars in stock. And it's kind of terrifying when you owe that money to, you know, to your debtors, and we're in a lockdown and we're not selling any cars. And the whole of the used car, new car industry is dictated by analytics and guides. There is a panic, you know, there is a panic that once we come out of this, we're gonna be in a whole heap of trouble, and we're gonna be chasing our tail to try and get some money back into the business.
In reality, what happened was the market paused. Used car valuation experts were at the sharp end of keeping an eye on prices, and they simply didn't adjust values. Jason Whittington is the chief editor of Industry Pricing Experts Glasses.
I think there was a fear that cars would lose quite a bit of money at the start of lockdown one. In reality, what happened is the market was paused. You know, nothing happened in the car market. Pretty much nothing happened in any markets. The only people doing business at that time were, you know, actual food supermarkets.
Industry expert Phil Nottard works for Cox Automotive, a firm that owns the Mannheim auction houses.
There was an initial panic that we were going to sort of go into the world of the financial crash that we'd seen in previous years in terms of used vehicle values. But I think clearly that because the whole sector stopped, that there was no activity. There was no wholesale activity. There were no retail activity to speak of. So there was no reason for values to change at all.
Darren Martin is Director of Valuations for used car experts CAP HPI. During the first lockdown, they didn't adjust prices and were telling dealers they didn't have to either.
We were kind of trying to reassure the industry not to reduce prices. There were some that broke ranks and did reduce. There were some that were obviously taking advantage of those cheaper prices and buying them. Why wouldn't you? But really, as a theme, it was we were saying hold firm.
The first sign of life in the used car market came from those people who still had to go to work during lockdown. These key workers were avoiding public transport out of fear of catching COVID, and instead they turned to their cars. Well, those that had them did. For many people, ditching trains and buses meant buying a cheap car for the first time. Used car advertising websites spotted this theme early on as searches surged. Phil Jones is the managing director of eBay Motors Group.
As we came out of the pandemic, there was definitely a change in the usage of vehicles. So we could see an increase in searches for small and sort of super mini type cars, the kind of the commuting cars where people were worried about public transport.
AA President Edmund King said they noticed a surge in interest from consumers looking for these public transport alternatives on its AA Cars advertising platform.
Yeah, it's interesting. If we go back to March 2020, the whole world changed with the pandemic. Everyone was working from home. Many people weren't venturing out at all. And people were incredibly worried, and understandably so, about using public transport. So there was a massive surge in people, mainly one-car households, who perhaps one individual was using the car and the others needed a car because they didn't want to take the bus or the train or the tube. And that did lead to a big, big increase in used car sales, particularly of smaller city models.
I think people did want their own transport following the lockdown. I think there's been a massive shock to the system for people. You know, nobody had in our lifetime had experienced, you know, a pandemic, and it was quite a scary time. And the thought of mixing on public transport with other people, it did frighten people. So yeah, there was a big move to get away from public transport and into their own personal mobility.
Towards the end of the first lockdown, car dealers worked out they could offer home deliveries and then a little later on, click and collect sales. But many decided not to. Lots of dealers took deposits and fielded inquiries instead. And with many staff furloughed, they had to wait until they were allowed to open their showrooms again to really get the sales flowing.
Well, in the first lockdown, we were completely closed. I mean, I think we had a situation where we couldn't allow customers into the showroom. The service departments, you know, in a supermarket perspective, you know, we just couldn't operate and open. So, you know, in reality, we were closed. There was no sales activity that took place at all in that first lockdown. From our perspective, commercially, more attractive for us to close completely and take advantage of the government support than it was to try and open and work our way through it. And I think, remembering back that time as well, I think we were so fearful of what, you know, I suppose we were measuring what the moral feeling was out there in the country at the time. You know, and I think being open morally felt wrong to do. When we came out of lockdown one, came out with a bang, I think June, July, August. We called it a turkey. You know, if you sort of do three great strikes or three great bowls and you strike three times, you hit a turkey. We had a turkey in terms of our performance. You know, we had a fabulous June, a fabulous July, and a fabulous August. In fact, we had a pretty good 2 months after that as well.
Auto Trader Data Director Richard Walker says the big bang reopening in 2020 soon led to used car stock shortages.
Retailers were trading at kind of, you know, 97% less than they'd done in the previous year. So they were absolutely closed. There was nothing happening. As they reopened, we started to see those rates pick up quite quickly. So they'd clearly been doing business or lining sales up during that closed period. And that's when the first challenge we saw in terms of restocking. So vehicles cleared off the forecourts quite quickly after reopening, but we noticed that things like the auctions, the prep centres, the logistics companies, they didn't come back as quickly, which caused that short supply challenge.
That huge pent-up demand meant used car stock became increasingly hard to come by. Dealers were fighting over quality cars, pushing trade prices up, and consequently, the price they had to charge on the forecourts rose too.
It was instant. The demand, you know, it kicked off. It surprised us. You know, we thought potentially there would be some pent-up demand there, of course, but it was still a very uncertain time. But, you know, the pace in which the market picked up was incredible. Demand spiked. And it was for cars pretty much across the spectrum.
So our prices went up on older cars. They went up, and it continued for most of that summer. Again, it feels like a long time ago now, but 2020 values were very, very strong over the summer months. They didn't go up dramatically on the younger cars, more expensive cars, but on the older cars, they did go up, and we had a summer of strength.
Lockdown also produced another strange quirk that was to positively benefit the used car prices, these so-called accidental savers. With no meals out to enjoy or non-essential shops to spend cash in, many consumers saved considerable money during lockdowns. Experts predicted £184 billion was tucked away in savings accounts, and lots of people decided to spend that cash on a new car.
Throughout lockdown, you know, people could not spend their money. You couldn't go to a bar, you couldn't go to a restaurant, you could really only go to a supermarket to buy your food. So what happened is people just found extra money in their bank, they weren't spending it, and it kind of made people think, well, you know, if I carry on my lifestyle like this, if I don't spend my money on things that I don't really need, perhaps I could afford to buy myself a treat. Could I buy myself a new car?
When people were in lockdown, they were spending far less money. They weren't going out to the cinema, to restaurants. People weren't going on holidays. So actually, people built up much more disposable income. And because there were some difficulties getting models on the new car market due to the chip shortage, that quite a proportion of these people who, if you like, were cash rich, actually went out in the used car market and at the top end of the used car markets.
Rachel Burgess is executive editor of Autocar. She thinks car dealers saw the results of these savers almost instantly.
They had this pent-up demand. Everyone wanted a new car. And of course, as time went on, people had more and more money because they didn't have holidays to go on, unfortunately. And so actually it meant that there was more demand than ever.
Mike Brewer is confident people splashed out those lockdown savings on new cars.
Our government very kindly allowed people to stay at home and paid them some furlough money, but at the same time forced us to stay in our homes, which meant no going out on a Friday and Saturday night for a curry, a pizza and a few pints of beer. That meant these accidental savers ended up having money in their pocket. Once we were told that we could come out of lockdown and we could now move freely again, however, we couldn't travel Europe-wide or worldwide, we couldn't go anywhere, people looked to England and they looked to that staycation. And if you're staring out your window at a 10-year-old Volkswagen Passat and thinking, that's not going to take me and my family from the south of England to the north of England or vice versa, and I've got a bit of furlough money saved up, then, you know, why not rush to your used car dealership and go and order yourself a car?
New car sales had plummeted during 2020, and this had a huge impact on the availability of used cars. According to industry body the SMMT, in April 2020, new car registrations fell 97%, with just 4,321 cars delivered. Although new car sales recovered as showrooms reopened, they struggled to hit those pre-pandemic heights. Some 1.5 million less cars were sold in the following 18 months, and this took a huge amount of used car stock out of the market. With no new car sales, there were simply no part exchanges to stock dealerships, leading to even more supply issues.
In terms of the new car sales dropping off, you know, we know that straight away there was a consequence of the challenges setting into the OEM sector around supply of vehicles. At the same time, we started to see raw material shortages in that new vehicle supply. So, you know, we saw straight away that shortage of new vehicles coming into the sector. So not only did it then starve the used vehicle market of, you know, valuable retail parts exchanges coming in against new cars, it actually saw where we saw new car customers switching to used cars as well. So you had a double impact of demand on that used vehicle market because of the shortage of new cars.
By the start of 2021, the UK was hibernating again under its third lockdown. Dealers had adapted their businesses to sell used cars online, but sales were a fraction of what they could have been with the doors open. Most dealers just about kept the wheels turning, but no one predicted what was to follow. A cocktail of huge demand, poor supply, and a gathering storm of new car production problems saw used car prices skyrocket even further.
Coming out of that lockdown, there was a lot of activity again. I mean, the consumer demand has just been phenomenal right the way through from the exit of the first lockdown, and everybody's been waiting for it to slow down. And there's been pockets of it slowing down, but certainly at that period, it's one of the busiest we've seen in terms of consumer activity.
CAP HPI's Darren Martin said the months that followed that third lockdown saw crazy used car prices.
During April, prices went up considerably. During May, they went absolutely through the roof, and it carried on throughout the summer. And I think the biggest price increase we'd ever, or value increase we'd ever done in a month previously was 1% up. Stressing it's unusual for cars to go up in value. As they age in their life cycle, they tend to go down. We put prices up by 6% in a month at that point in time. It was unbelievable how the demand was so strong.
And we saw exactly what had happened at the end of lockdown one. There was this pent-up demand released and the market just, it was exceptional again. It was crazy.
So you'll be forgiven for wondering what on earth a semiconductor is and why it was making used car prices rise. But by the middle of 2021, the problem was very real. Every car uses thousands of these chips to power a multitude of electrical components, everything from parking sensors to central locking, and there were few of them to go around.
When car factories shut in 2020 and cancelled orders, semiconductor manufacturers simply sold the chips to other booming industries. Consumers were buying phones, TVs and games consoles in their droves, and their manufacturers gobbled up the semiconductors. By the time car production needed to restart, car manufacturers were at the back of the queue.
What no one saw coming was this semiconductor crisis. So in every car, there might be 3,000 chips or semiconductors that we need to power the software. And, you know, as they become increasingly technological, that becomes more and more important. But because of COVID, the demand for semiconductors, which are used across everything from, you know, your iPhone to your car and beyond, had been redirected to different industries. And so then, just as everyone wanted a new car, suddenly there weren't enough semiconductors to go around for all the cars to be built.
There's a shortage of them, certainly for some manufacturers. Because when the lockdown first hit, the pandemic first hit in 2020, they stopped ordering them. They cancelled forward orders because they didn't know if they would need them, didn't think they would need them, little realising that they wouldn't be able to just open up the gates again and get them to come through. So with the increase in people buying gaming machines, tablets, they were at the front of the queue for semiconductors, and the automotive industry was at the back of the queue.
The shortage of new cars sent used car prices on a growth cycle that staggered even the experts. Some models grew by as much as 70% in 2021 as a result. If buyers couldn't get a new one for months, they opted for a used model instead, and this saw hundreds of used prices surpass the cost of buying new. People were buying used cars with 10,000 miles on them for more than they could order a new one for.
Yeah, we certainly saw on our AA Cars portal that some sought-after cars just shot up in value. Probably the best example was actually the Ford Focus, and 3 to 5 year old cars were really sought after, not only by young drivers, but across the board. And we actually saw prices increase by over a third compared to the year or 2 years before. So there's a massive increase there. And we've even heard stories of dealers going back to people that they'd sold top-end cars to and offering them more money to sell them back to the dealer. In some cases, for top-of-the-range Range Rovers, offering £10,000 extra than they'd paid for originally. So The market has really been turned on its head in the last couple of years.
Car Dealer magazine recently published a list of the used models that rose the most in value in 2021, according to CapHPI. Top of the list was this, the Toyota Auris, rising 69%. Bottom of the list was a Dacia Sandero, and even that had risen 49%. There were hundreds of models that did the same.
You got it on Dacia Sanderos and Dacia Dusters and things like that. They got a low list price, low new car list price. So even as a used car that's above that list price, if you can't get it, then it still looks reasonable money. And the list price almost goes out of the window if you can't get one. So it becomes an irrelevant measure. And when you're going in to buy a used car, would you cross-reference that against the new one? Not necessarily, because you want the car.
It's quite staggering that, you know, very late plate cars are selling for above cost new price. It's something that we grapple with ourselves. You know, we always reflect what goes on in the market. And when we see that, we have a decision to make. Do we follow that? Is that a realistic trend? And, you know, it actually is a realistic trend at the moment. And it's because there is a reduction of new cars obviously available in the marketplace. And some people are just not prepared to wait.
I have been surprised by how far used car prices have risen. In particular, when you kind of see the stories on certain cars. So who would have thought Vauxhall Zafiras were going to rise by 55-60%. I think I did the maths, and you'd make more money in the last year on a Zafira than you would in Tesla or Bitcoin or Apple shares. So it's fairly crazy, but we should also stop using the word crazy and the word unprecedented, because the world is just different.
Different it most certainly is, and it doesn't look like it'll change anytime soon. New car production is still facing huge issues, and it's this that will be the biggest driver in used car prices for the rest of 2022.
Most manufacturers have a massive backlog of orders, to the point that some of them won't take new car orders currently. And of course, this has bolstered the used car market, because you know, some people are waiting 6 months or more for their car, and some people can't wait that long or don't want to wait that long.
I think March is going to be really important, really pivotal. We'll see what volumes are like in March. And it will improve, but it won't be back to normal this year.
So what's clear is there's been a combination of factors that have conspired to push used car prices up to their record highs. Public transport avoiders, accidental savers, and supply and demand issues have seen good used car stock become very hard to come by. But what had the biggest impact in pushing prices up? And did the dramatic rise even surprise the experts?
Well, I think we have been pretty surprised, if I'm honest. You know, I always used to kind of pride myself when I had more used cars of trying to make money. You know, my first Mini many years ago cost me £45, and I managed to sell it for £120. Now that was totally unusual. Normally, when you have a used car and you've used it, you've put mileage on it, you've put wear and tear on it, normally, in normal circumstances, you will get less money than you paid for it, and in some cases a lot less. In the last couple of years, we've seen that just turn around on its head, and some people are actually getting much more for their used cars than they actually paid for them in the first place. So, yeah, it's certainly spun the market on its head.
Chris Wiseman is the boss of Wessex Garages. His firm holds franchises for Kia, Hyundai, Nissan and Mazda.
Well, without a doubt, used car prices have risen because of the absolute shortage of real choice in the new car market across every brand. And there's great brands and there's brands that have performed less well in terms of supply. Fortunately, our brands, the Korean brands, have been very strong on supply still. So we've weathered the storm, I think, better than maybe the German or some of the Japanese brands. But even that is starting to get a little bit thin on the ground, which clearly is an indicator of we are far from over yet.
It's been a really strange period to sort of navigate through, a period that I suspect, you know, might not change for quite some time and we might never see again, but yeah, unprecedented.
What do you think then, in your opinion, had the biggest impact in pushing used car prices up?
Well, I think for me, it's just simply that supply and demand conundrum. You know, if you've got low supply and high demand, the equation stacks on its own, doesn't it? You know, and I think we all know the reasons why that low supply was there. But without doubt, you know, the demand is probably greater than it's ever been, and the supply is probably the lowest it's ever been. So you get those two things together, and the outcome is an increase in value of the stock that's out there to be bought and sold.
So are used car prices going to crash anytime soon? Can these crazy rises really go on for that much longer?
We think we're in for a period of stability for a little while, but at some point values will come down again, but they won't come down by as much as they went up by.
The question we get asked on a regular basis is, do we expect there to be a crash in used car values? And I would not expect one.
I think for used car prices to drop, you need to have an increase in supply. And I can't see any particular increase in supply flowing through. In fact, I think it will actually potentially get worse, because you'll have the lapping effect will soon be coming up to the 3-year anniversary of COVID, which means that the cars that weren't built in 2020 aren't coming back into the used car market.
The used car market is going to stay very strong for at least the next 12 months, because realistically, the semiconductor crisis isn't going to clear up before that time. And then of course, you've got to fulfill the backlog of new car orders, which is ample in most cases. So I think the used car market still has plenty of life in it yet, well into 2023.
I think, you know, we've got to remember that we're talking about in excess of 30% increase in valuations. That's nearly 3 years worth of annual depreciation in the period of increases that we've seen. And so even if we do return to some kind of normal monthly depreciation, that's 3 years before you get back to point zero. So it's going to take some time for the market to normalise, if at all.
The used car price growth we saw in the last 2 years might have been unusual, but it doesn't look like it's going to ease anytime soon. The factors that saw prices rise simply aren't going to improve. Remember, leasing and hire companies are having the same issues replacing their cars as the rest of us, and it's those fleets that fuel a large part of the used car market.
What we normally see, 50% of new cars are bought by fleets, by rental companies, and after a couple of years, they come onto the used car market. Now, obviously, the fleets haven't been going out. They haven't been buying as many cars as they did before. And therefore, those top quality cars aren't coming through on the used car market.
Car prices are definitely going to remain high for the remainder, in my opinion, of 2022. And let's see where we are as we roll out of this pandemic and into 2023. And let's not to say there might be another dodgy variant around the corner that causes all this to happen all over again.
But as long as that demand doesn't drop off a cliff, I can't see any reason why there will be any kind of crash in terms of vehicle pricing. I would expect it will start to slow. And at some point it will flatten out, but it's incredibly difficult to predict when that's likely to happen.
I don't think there's going to be any crash around the corner. Well, the crash will only come when the availability of cars hits the market, and that's not on the horizon right here, right now.
Now, for many in the motor trade, used car prices going up was something they thought would never happen. They were used to it with their homes, but watching their cars rise in value too was something that felt very strange indeed. But from the looks of it, it's something we'll need to get used to. Just how long it'll go on for, though, is anyone's guess. But from what we've heard, it could be well into 2023 before things start to change dramatically.